Our second scripture is from the book of Matthew. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the goats from the sheep. And he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at his left. When the king will say to those at his right hand, "Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly, I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of those who are members of my family, you did it to me." Then he will say to those at his left hand, "You are the accursed. Depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not give me clothing. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me." Then they will answer, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not take care of you?" Then he will answer them, "Truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me." And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. This is the word of God from the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Who doesn't recognize that music? Immediately, thoughts of Harrison Ford come to your mind, standing in a leather jacket carrying a bullwhip as he's walking down through a corridor heading after a golden idol. Once he gets to that idol, he has to make it out. And as he goes on his way, he is assailed by many things. You have to wonder, as you watch, if at any one moment had Indiana Jones stopped and took a rest, what would have happened? Do you think he would have made it out? Do you think he would have lived? I don't think so. I think he would have ended up getting trapped on the wrong side of a boulder. He may have ended up getting squished or skewered by some device, and he would have definitely not made it. Of course, it is the movies, and we can't have the leading man killed. We got to make some more money off of other movies. But this journey that he took in the beginning is very similar to the journey that we all take. As we walk on our walk of faith towards God. When we take a look at things, there are a lot of things that may just slow us down or make us want to stop. And we have to be ever conscious of what those pauses mean. Now, when we go through our walk, hopefully, we have taken and asked God to be with us and asked Jesus to walk with us and guide us. For right now, I'm going to take a little bit of a symbolic journey. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you to come with me. When we go through our walk, Many of us are in different places in our walk of faith. Sometimes that's because of spiritual age or physical age. Sometimes it's from experience. Are there any other reasons why you could think that we would be in different places on our spiritual walk?
Probably if our health would determine.
Health? Any others? Well, as we go walking along, sometimes we encounter little rest stops. And every once in a while, we use those rest stops to get our bearings, to find our way, to sit in quiet and wait for God to tell us what He wants us to do. Oftentimes, after that, we get up and continue on our journey. But sometimes, people tend to use those rest stops as a place to hide. They tend to sit too long in one place. They tend to forget about the journey. What do you think one of the rest stops along the way might be? And I'm thinking in general terms here. The first one that we usually hit would be some form of devastation or sadness. And when we take a seat and look at what's going on, sometimes we ask God for help. He gives it and we move on. Sometimes we let it consume us and we never get past that point. What kind of devastating things do you think can affect us? The wildfires, tornadoes, natural disasters, divorce. I heard someone back there. Yes. Addictions. Job loss. That's right. All of these things can be a lot to deal with. And if we were smart when we started on this journey, we asked Jesus to stay with us and walk with us and guide us. And He'll help us get through this. He'll give us that momentary pause, but He'll help us move on. One of the dangers from sitting too long is that we may find that we are on the wrong side of the boulder when the end comes. And Jesus tells us that the end will come. And when the end does come, that you are either on this side or you are on that side. If we sit here too long, we risk being on the wrong side. So at this point, we're going to go ahead and come back up, and we're going to come around this way, and we're going to continue on our journey. And as we go on our journey, we're going to encounter some beautiful things and some sad things. When we come to our next little rest stop, and this would be the rest stop of joy and elation. What kind of things do you think that we would encounter here?
Our church family.
Our church family. Graduation. Kids and grandkids. How about promotions? Or maybe newfound faith and spiritual growth. Now, there are a lot of things that we can encounter along these points. But once again, we have to keep in mind that we cannot, even on this side of things, rest in the I'm happy and content and that there is nothing else that I could possibly need. We need to ever keep in mind the journey that is ahead of us and where we are going to go and where we are ending up. Because if we sit here too long, even though it's a wonderful thing, we're still going to miss the great wonder at the end. So, once again, we get up and we continue on. And as we continue on, we have to remember ever so that we are walking with Jesus and we are walking towards heaven. And fortunately for us, at the end of this journey, is not some golden idol, but it's a living and true and wonderful God, one that loves all of us, one that wants us with him, one that doesn't want you to be a goat, doesn't want you to be one of the ones crying out, "Lord, Lord, but didn't we do this for you?" He wants you to continue on your walk, and it's one that you have to think about and strive towards daily. I'd like to pray just a second here. Lord, let us all keep in mind what is at the end of the journey for us. Let us all keep it in our hearts. Let it motivate us. Let our love for you draw us closer to you and help us take the next steps. And when we are not strong enough to take those steps, we ask that you pick us up and carry us along, because we know in our hearts that we want to be with you in heaven when the end comes. Amen.